You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I saw an article, Riven, that said that when you stay at hotels, you should only stay on the third or fourth floors. And I was like, say what?
Wait a minute. That sounds crazy, right? I mean, typically, don't you go the further up you go, the better scale of the room, the penthouse.
That's what you think. Maybe not. Lloyd Figgins is the CEO of the Trip Group. Lloyd, why? What is this all about?
Well, actually, the room that you choose or the floor of the room that you choose is actually really important. So you don't want to be on the ground floor, as we would call it in the UK. I think in the States you call it the first floor, because that allows burglars greater access to your environment. But one of the reasons you don't want to be above the fourth floor is because in a case of a fire, fire department ladders generally don't reach above four stories.
So it's every man for himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
I've never once considered the length or the height of a firefighter's ladder.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
So if there is a fire higher up, I mean, obviously you see like the signs on the back of the door that shows you where the stairs are, but nobody really pays attention to that. What are the things that you should do if you're on a higher floor to prepare in, God forbid, of an emergency?
Well, I mean, if it is the case of a fire, then obviously you do need to start taking advantage of the information that is contained on that notice on the back of the door. But one of the other things that you can do is remember that in the case of an emergency, it's often very dark. Often there's no lighting or there's only emergency lighting. And in the case of a fire, there might be a lot of thick black smoke. So one of the things you can do to prepare yourself is to count the number of doors from your door to where the fire exit is. Because in the case of a fire, then the elevators are going to be out of commission. So count the number of doors between your door and the exit that's going to get you on that stairwell down to a place of safety.
Okay, now what if you can't get out of your room?
So what you want to do is you want to turn on the taps in the bath and in the sink in your bathroom and put the plug in. Let everything overflow. And then you need to get towels, soak those towels and put them underneath your door so that smoke can't get in. Smoke is the real danger here. And then the next thing you need to do is, if it's safe to do so, go to your window, get a sheet, get a towel, wave. Let the firefighters, let the emergency services know where you are so that those first responders can get to you in a timely fashion.
I mean, that really is great advice. How many times do you enter a hotel, Anna? And if it's a big hotel, you go down, you get into whatever it is you're doing, especially at casinos. I go back up. I can't even find my room.
Right.
And that's it with the lights on. And I'm going towards a room with a number on it. That definitely makes a lot of sense to count doors.
Yeah, great. Lloyd, you got anything else for us? Tips? I feel like these are so important.
Well, yeah, I always have what I call a grab bag next to my bed so that if I need to get out of a hotel really quickly, it's got all my really important pieces of equipment in it. So that's like my passport, it's got my money, it's got my credit cards, all of the things that I'm going to need, particularly if I've had to leave everything else behind. I need to make sure I've got some cash and everything. And also, very, very importantly, is a pair of shoes, because if you are dealing with a situation where there could be broken glass, it could be a fire, the ground is going to be hot, you're going to need a pair of shoes that you can just put on and get out of that building.
That's really great advice.
I mean, it's like a combination of John McClane and Die Hard and Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Like, he's ready to bug out at any time.
Lloyd Figgins is the CEO of The Trip Group. You can find them online at thetripgroup.com. Thank you, Lloyd.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.